Welcome to Always Andersonville, the podcast. I'm Charlie. This week, I'm joined by Eddie Ocampo, founder and owner of Skincare for Gents and the upcoming new edition Andersonville Apothecary EO. Eddie, an Andersonville native and seasoned dancer turned skincare expert, brings over a decade of experience in the beauty industry. As a licensed esthetician and laser technician, he has worked with top skincare brands like Image Skincare and PCA Skincare. Eddie's dedication to men's skincare led him to create a website catering to the everyday person's aesthetic needs. His mission? Revolutionizing men's skincare, making it accessible and mainstream. Skincare for Gents was born in 2015 as a blog initially, serving friends and clients, but soon evolved into a global men's skincare resource. The journey led to the opening of Skincare for Gents in Andersonville in 2018, followed by a storefront in 2019. Along with celebrating 6 years of success in 2024, Skincare for Gents is expanding with Apothecary EO, a clean beauty and skincare destination featuring full-service spa and on-site florist promoting health and environmental consciousness. Eddie Ocampo leads both ventures, prioritizing community and wellness. Eddie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, I'm excited to chat with you and hear more about this big new venture. It's always exciting when we get to speak with a business owner who's established in the neighborhood and has an expansion or a new business venture coming soon. So
yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm a little scared too.
Well, it doesn't. None of this comes without a little bit of fear, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even though you've opened a business before, it doesn't necessarily make opening the next one any less stressful.
Oh, it's not any easier. And I was like, I've done this before. Oh, no. It feels brand new
again.
It's
like having a new baby for the first time all over again. Well, hey, then going into it, you know, of course, the first thing I heard a little bit about your background in the intro. You know, you had a long and celebrated dance career that morphed into a long and celebrated esthetician career. So that's quite a jump. How did that change come to be? I'm curious, what inspired it?
You know, it's funny how life just throws you a curve and then you either go with it or you don't. You know, I always wanted to be a dancer and I turned to choreographer. It was something I always wanted to do. I danced actually for Giordano Dance Chicago.
Oh, okay.
For 7 years, and then I ran their school professionally. Then I started choreographing, and it was just a dream job of mine. You know, and then I started getting really busy with the choreography career, a little too busy. I was traveling 6 days out of the week, 12 months out of the year. I'd fly home on Saturday night, wow. Leave on Sunday night. But it was amazing. I was doing things that people only dreamt about, yeah. You know, but in that course of developing my choreography and dance career, I realized I didn't like the lifestyle. Mm. I didn't like traveling so much. I didn't like being away from home and friends and family. Having a personal life was non-existent. And it felt very glamorous because I was in all these really exciting cities working with these really amazing artists. But I was literally only in the dance studio and in a hotel mm-hmm. the entire time. And I know that a lot of people have the same feeling, especially consultants. So around 2012, I wanted something different. Actually, the awakening was when my father passed away in 2009. He brought up our family here in Andersonville, and it just hit home. You know, I was actually in Austria when I found out, and I had to fly immediately to the funeral. Mm-hmm. And I flew back to Austria, and I had to mourn by myself in my hotel room. So I decided to take 6 months off, and that turned into 2 years. And so esthetician came yeah. to light. Why? No idea. But I had to follow it. It was like the calling.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, it was too strong for me to ignore. I've always been interested in skincare, you know, my mother especially. And this, we will get into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
She, you know, my mom was like ageless, you know, and she just like, I would walk into her bathroom and see all the products, ridiculous amount of skincare products.
Not even knowing what each individual one was for.
No, just applying them to every part of my body.
So it sounds like it really was just one of those things where it was an interest. Maybe you didn't realize, did you realize that's the sort of thing that could become a career for you?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I honestly, the reason why I went into skincare is because I thought it would be a nice diversion to my choreography career. you know, something I could actually do on my own, something that could make me some money mm-hmm. and like a little more stability at home. And I could decide when to do my choreography jobs, when to travel. I got to pick and choose both.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you miss the travel at all?
Not at all.
Good.
You know, I mean, I actually still travel a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because my choreography career is still pretty active. Mm-hmm. I've decided to make it die down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business is really taking over, but I still have the ability to choose.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I mean, it's nice you put yourself in a position where you can choose. Mm-hmm. And that's I think, a goal for everyone, especially we hear.
But am I really choosing? Because I think it's really choosing me now.
Well, you can. Yes, you made a choice and now the choice has chosen you.
Right.
I mean, we hear it a lot. I mean, obviously, when we talk to a lot of people, COVID inevitably comes up about the decisions that everyone made during that time. And the through line seems to be they were doing something they thought they chose that they wanted to do, but realized they kind of had just fallen into it. And now they're choosing to do something else. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm curious, you know, did your dance background influence how you approach skincare? I mean, you know, obviously health is a very, very important part of dance. And I'm sure mm-hmm. there are aspects of that that sort of pervade into both industries.
You know, for sure, the dance career has influenced, and actually I've benefited from my dance career. Moving into my next chapter, influence the skin per se? No. Mm-hmm. But the dedication that it takes to be a dancer and the drive and the persistence, all of those skills I learned in the dance world, I transferred to my skincare career. Mm-hmm. And it is one of the reasons why I succeeded so quickly. You know?
Yeah. Is there a connection between sort of, you know, obviously being a choreographer, you are self-employed in that manner. Is there a connection between, say, running your business as a choreographer and running your business as a skincare esthetician?
100%.
Yeah.
So like as a choreographer, most choreographers are pretty detail oriented, you know?
Yeah. And you kind of have to be,
and we're
right?
kind of like control freaks. You know, if you really think about a choreographer and dancers in a room, we're controlling everything in the room, down to the music and the, you know, the staging, the dancers, everything. So often people say in my facials, they're like, I felt like it was a piece of choreography. Everything was systematically organized and the rhythm and the cadence of everything was perfection. I hear that a lot.
Yeah, that's you know? What you want if right. you're going to go in and get something mm-hmm. like that.
And the consistency, you know, like you think about dancers, we're like, we show up every morning, we dance 8 hours a day, and it's consistency, mm-hmm. you know? So I definitely, that has really helped my career with the skincare. Yeah, dancers, I don't know. I don't want to say that they're really into wellness because, you know, I know a ton of dancers that smoke and drink and do a lot of other things they shouldn't do. I mean, we're young and crazy.
We just don't
and
talk
fun.
About that part. Yeah. Yeah.
But then we all realize later as our careers start to end that, like, oh, there's something better. There's something more. Mm-hmm. You know, I took advantage of my youth too long. And if you look at it, when you see a dancer who's at the end of their career, it's around 35 or 40, there's been a lot of neglect, you know, me included. My appearance was, I took for granted. And then when I hit my 40s, I was like, wait a minute, I am not that young little twink that I've always have been. I gotta do something.
Yeah, at what point do you wake up and the label has changed too? Right. Well, so. I mean, I don't know. I woke up I think the day I turned 30, I woke up and my back started hurting, and I was like, oh, I can't do these things anymore. Like, I think I hit 30 and that was it. Downhill from there. Well, no, that's really interesting then. You have found this way to sort of, even if it was natural, you incorporated what you do from choreography into what you're doing now. That's mm-hmm. really, I never would have thought of that. That's very right. interesting.
And you know, like, I'm an excellent multitasker because right now I'm actually doing three other things in different places.
Yeah.
But it's because of the dance thing,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm incredibly organized. I can't speak for most dancers, but.
Well, I mean, you're running three businesses, so you it's have to be
nuts.
Pretty organized, right?
Right.
So, you know, we talked about how Skincare for Gents started as a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very interested in that. And this was around 2012, right? So this is like kind of the height of blogs and LiveJournal and everything, you know, people starting to share before like things like YouTube and influencers or anything like that really exploded into this wide range of chaos that it mm-hmm. kind of is. But you started this blog and were providing skincare resources in that way. Like, where did that come from and how did that develop?
So my first aesthetic job was at SurSpa.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, they knew I was a choreographer and a dancer, but like I took a hiatus from it. Mm-hmm. But then the job started coming and I was traveling. I did this 1 3-week job in Europe. It was just 3 weeks and I was sitting on opera and it was really fast and furious, but they were not happy I was gone for 2 weeks. So when I came back, they were like, listen, we appreciate what you do on the other side, but you can't be gone for 3 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And so it continued. And then I got another really big choreography job and I was like, I can't say no to this one. This is something I can't say no to. And they're like, well, we're sorry to see you go. And it was common. Like I worked for a couple med spas and people were like, we love you, but you have to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I decided to leave skin and go back to dance again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, most people who change have new chapters in their lives. There's always some sort of like struggle between the two careers, you know?
Yeah.
And so I couldn't actually find a job that would let me travel like I did since I'd brought dance back into my life. So I was like, well, I'm going to do something. Maybe I'll start a blog, a money generating blog. And I did. And, you know, it was fun at first, mm-hmm. really fun. And then you realize in your head, you're having conversations with people and you're thinking about content and you're constantly thinking about content, just like it is for social media now.
Yeah.
So I did this money generating blog that was actually getting hits all over the world. And I remember when I got my first paycheck, I was like, I could do this for a living, you know?
Yeah.
And it was nice. So I still be able to do my choreography job and I would do all my blogging during the day. And then, you know, and then it became a nice little rhythm.
So how long were you doing the blog specifically before you decided to expand into a physical location? What was the instigating
that? I did it for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years. And then I actually got this corporate job because I was sick of like hustling. You know, my partner really wanted me to get a corporate job. So I looked for like skincare rep jobs and then nobody would hire me because I didn't have enough sales experience. So this job was a sales job. It was a nightmare.
As most air quotes, real jobs as they tend to be.
But it was so enticing. Like they were going to, it was paid training, full benefits, 401k. I mean, it was a dream, you know? And they were willing to train me. They saw something in me. And so I show up my very first day in this conference room with the other salespeople on the floor. Everyone's kind of like a man, but some women. And I walk in, this trendy little Asian guy, completely dressed wrong. And they're like, who is this guy? And I was like, I'm just here because I got the paid training and I'm probably going to quit because I got trained so I can do a skincare sales job.
It's not unusual though. I mean, how many times, oh my God, take advantage of those situations. Right? They're going to pay me to train and then I can go do
and then
thing.
I'm going to go get another job.
That's right.
So I actually got the job around October of 2017. And then long story short, I wasn't making any sales. None. Mm-hmm. By January 1st, zero sales. And I was like, this is terrible. And I did this long little self investigation. I went to Sedona. I went on, I scaled Bell Rock.
You had a real walkabout.
I did.
Yeah.
I was like, I need life guidance here. And this might be totally off the topic, but people love this story.
No, please.
So I'm up there on this plateau. Have no idea how I got up there because I looked down. It's like, how are we going to get down? So we sat up there for like an hour and it just flew by. And all of a sudden this woman appeared out of nowhere. And I looked over at my partner and I was like, how did she get here? She's like, do you feel it? I go, feel what? Feel it, the vortex. And then I was like, I feel it.
This is right out of a movie.
It was. And then she was like, there's energy everywhere. Tap into it. You'll get your answers. And then she crawled right back down. And I was like, we were laughing for a minute. And then I was like, wait a minute. This could have been a message.
Did that actually happen? Did we imagine that?
Right. Yeah. So the answers actually did come. You know,
yeah.
And it was like, you can't quit this job because you suck at it and you have never quit anything that you were bad at. You can quit when you become good at it. So then We get back from New Year's. It was New Year's, actually. Mm-hmm. That was on New Year's Day. We get back on January 3rd, and I have to go back to work. It's like 12 degrees below zero. And the sales team, they put us out on the field. I'm like, nobody's even in the office. You know, I was selling energy to small to medium-sized businesses for ComEd. Mm. Mm-hmm. And we were like the third-party agency that did it.
A little different from skincare.
Yeah. And so that day came back on the 3rd. Nobody had sales. I had 4. I was like, I'm going to quit this job.
Yeah, now I can.
And the next day, 3 sales. And the next day, 2 sales. And the next day, 2 sales. I was top in sales that week. Nobody was selling anything. And these were like multi-million dollar contracts.
Wow.
With these companies. So the next month, I got salesperson of the month. The next quarter, I got salesperson of the district. And I got flown out to Las Vegas. They gave me this big bonus check, and they wanted me to run the Las Vegas office. Came back home, cashed the check, quit the job. Then I started skincare. I started skincare for gents with that money.
Mm-hmm. And what was the sort of initial goal for skincare for gents? Was it sort of just like kind of taking everything that you had created in your blog and just transferring? Because I know, and we'll talk about the differences between Apothecary EO and skincare for gents too.
You know, but like, so it didn't come right away that it was going to be that it was going to be skincare for gents. So when I quit that job, I had this huge amount of money to, like, you know, not to mention the money I've been making, mm-hmm. to do something with myself. Like, what am I going to do? Am I going to invest it in something? I'm going to, like, you know, start something. So I actually found an office space in Andersonville, and it was just going to be my office, because at that time, me and my partner moved to South Loop. So I was very disconnected with this neighborhood, and I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up here. I lived here, all around here, always on the north side. And then South Loop was a very big change. And none of my friends wanted to come see me.
It's like a whole different world.
No. And yeah. I used to do clients at home, and nobody would come see me. Mm. So I was like, I can have this office. I can also do clients in the office as well. So I was running my dance company also, and I had my aesthetic bed in this office. So I just started seeing my friends and clients, and people started to find out about us. And then I get more referrals. This wasn't April 1st, 2018. By the summer, completely booked with aesthetic appointments. Completely booked. And I was like, this is insane. You know, so I took my office, I just converted it into a spa space, you know. And then by the end of the year, we were ready to move into a storefront. Mm. It was that busy. Wow. I hired someone else to share with me the responsibilities of running this. It was like not really even a business, you know? Yeah, it was just like us doing facials, you know? And then it just turned. It was crazy how fast it happened. And that person's still with me today. He's actually the store manager at Skincare for Gents. It was a wild ride.
Can I ask, do you think, and of course, I was always going to ask this later, and we'll come back to it as well, but do you think, you know, you talked about feeling disconnected from Andersonville. Do you think coming back here and having the office space here, being in Andersonville, really
just
kind of helped?
Just reinvigorated where I came from, why I love this neighborhood so much.
Yeah.
It was just like, I would, you know, it was right there. It was on Berwyn and Clark above, right next to the Chicago Dance Supply.
Okay.
It was in the Chicago Dance Supply space.
Okay.
You know? I know Lenny.
Right in the middle of Clark there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Lenny very well. We actually went to college together.
Oh, really?
And we were dance partners together. So she was like, I have the space for you. And I'm like, sure. And then who knew? But creating the business, I knew that I was going to compete with all of these really well-established skincare places, mm-hmm. like Sur Spa, you know? And, you know, there's a ton. And then this was like probably the start of the birth of solo studios too. And everyone started going to them. And I was like, well, why not? I'll jump on it. But I knew I needed to hone my office in, my audience in. Mm-hmm. So I chose men, you know. And I also know that there's a huge lack and void of services for men. Maybe not here in Chicago or on the north side, especially not in Andersonville, but everywhere else.
Yeah.
You know. And so people were coming from Indiana and Wisconsin and Michigan, and I couldn't really explain it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a little bit about running a business.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, because I have a really long history with arts administration, and then the training from the sales really helped too.
You had both sides of it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I would imagine from your blog, since you said you started getting some, you know, hits globally, that clearly is a sign that people are looking for this sort of advice, mm-hmm. looking for these resources. So
yeah. So, and then it just, the light just shined on Skincare for Gents, because I was actually looking for a title for the place for Solo Studio. And I was like, you know, you have this, you bought the name. Why just can't you use it? I'm like, okay. And then it just came from there.
That's awesome. Well, then I'd love to hear about, you know, what motivated you to expand this now into Apothecary EO. And I know there's some very interesting, some great stories behind things like the name of Apothecary EO. Mm. But can you tell me first what is going to be different about Apothecary EO from Skincare for Gents?
Well, you know, so at Skincare for Gents, 99.9% of our clientele is male, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not necessarily, I mean, women can come there and we do have some, but it's not necessarily like a place for them, mm-hmm. you know, and we welcome them. And I was like, we need to expand so we can actually accept these women. And so that men really like having their own space. They do. I mean, it is illegal to refuse, you know, anyone.
And you wouldn't, you know, if they want to come.
But there's just something nice about coming in and like relaxing, not being judged by the women. You know, majority of our clients are straight. You know, mm-hmm. they don't want to go with their wife to the La La Pink Facial skincare studio. They want something masculine and modern. And so that's what Skincare for Gents offers, uh-huh. you know, a safe place with no judgment. So was it going to be Skincare for Women? What a generic name. So I knew I needed to come up with an interesting name. And it went back and forth. And everyone was like, you should just call it after yourself. And I'm like, what, Spa Ocampo? Ugly. So it went through a lot of iterations. And then I go back again to my history. So in 2013, 14, I was diagnosed with a debilitating autoimmune disease. It made me change everything. And most of it manifested on my skin. And I was an esthetician. I just became an esthetician, you know, and it was manifesting on my face too. So I have psoriatic arthritis and it manifests in plaque. Over my entire body. Mm. I have it at bay because of my diet, honestly. Mm. It was debilitating when it first hit, as most autoimmune diseases are. But somebody suggested I go clean. And I'm like, what do you mean clean? Like, no garbage, nothing in your diet, nothing you put on your body, anything. And I, at that point, I was like willing to try anything. And it put me into remission. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been on biologic drugs for my psoriatic arthritis since 2016. And I have to keep watching it, but the clean for sure helped. Mm-hmm. It really did. And even now, if I want to splurge onto something, like, I don't know, have a Cheeto, my body goes into convulsions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it knows that something's wrong.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Even now, I sometimes splurge on gluten, and gluten is definitely a trigger for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's this thing about skincare right now. It's a huge wave about not putting any garbage on your skin. And I was like, there's really only one other place to get it here in Chicago. You can get everything online, which is like the devil for a small business.
Yeah, which we don't encourage.
No,
yeah.
I don't actually carry anything that people can buy online.
Oh, interesting.
No.
Okay.
So we went down this road, this very, very scary road, because there's not a lot of skincare companies that offer all these clean beauty, clean skincare choices. You know, they hide behind ingredients, you know. And so at Apothecary EO, everything in the store is clean, you know, down to its packaging, down to the way we refuse it, down to like the way they brand their lines.
Oh, awesome.
And it's expensive to do that.
Yeah.
And we've landed on 19, which is kind of a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's what you're passionate about, clearly.
Yeah. It's been fun. We've tested everything in the store.
Oh, okay.
So,
great. Well, because I mean, you know, obviously one of the main things that, I mean, even in the intro was talking about everything being environmentally conscious and, you know, prioritizing community and wellness. So, you know, if part of your health is making mm-hmm. sure that everything you're actually using is
it just makes
good
sense,
for you.
You yeah. know? Like yeah. if you're going to go down the clean road, like even down mm-hmm. to like buying food at the grocery stores, mm-hmm. why the skin is the largest organ in your body. It absorbs all of the toxins that's in the environment. So you want it to be its healthiest form in top shape so it can be that layer of protection.
So, you know, obviously we've talked about Apothecary EO, a big part of it being clean products and clean care. But tell me about the other aspects of the business, because you're going to have a full service spa. And then you have mentioned about, you know, the florist that's coming in too. So let's go through those two. Let's go through the full service spa part of it.
So one of the things I really loved about walking through Europe was like these pharmacies had flowers. You know, and I was like, I want to bring a florist and a skincare place to Chicago. And so I knew I needed to expand skincare for gents, and I wanted it to be kind of like that. So Apothecario is designed after a European pharmacy that has multiple components. Some of them have spas in it and some of them have other things. So I landed on three things. One, skincare store for sure. And then my expertise is in spa, so I was going to bring a full-service spa on site, and then the florist. It's so exciting because it's going to be a fully realized experience in wellness and beauty. You'll have the skincare, you'll have treatments that are also following the clean standards that we follow, and then get some flowers. You're going to feel really amazing and beautiful after your treatment.
Well, and it really sounds like it's going to be an experience. It's not just coming in by the product. It is a full experience.
Right, and so for a long time, also, my career was in education. You know, I directed a nonprofit organization in Libertyville for 25 years. And we were a full professional dance company with education. And I was like, I want people to be able to learn from me. It's like a huge part of my life. I've been teaching forever. So not only will we have those three components at the store, but we'll have classes. We have classes in skincare. Skincare treatments, skincare, how to do this at home, how to make skincare. And we will also have floral arrangement classes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really, really exciting.
So part of the expansion out of, you know, into Apothecary EO from Skincare for Gents is not just, obviously, it's not just the product or even just the spa or the florist. It's the engagement with the community. It's the reaching out, and it's educating and offering these people an opportunity to help take more control over their own health and their own skincare.
100%. Yeah. You know, selfishly, I added the florist to our business. I didn't have to. We would have been strong enough with just the two components, but I wanted a florist in Andersonville.
We don't have one.
Like the one thing that's kind of missing around here.
Well, that and a donut shop, if you were to ask our Instagram.
Yes, I would love that too. I actually think about opening something like that, but I need to calm my fire down a little bit.
Maybe we need to do like a combination florist donut shop in Andersonville. Work it in there that way.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, but you're getting.
I'm already doing enough.
But so you're bringing the florist into Andersonville. Then you're sort of creating a florist opportunity that hasn't existed in that exact way.
Yeah, I mean it was. I'm actually doing it for the community. It was very expensive to add. Did you hear that? You better come in.
Everyone go in and buy Eddie a flower from the florist too. So then, tell me about the name of Apothecary EO. Because so, I mean, when I first looked at it, my thought was, is it Apothecary Eddie Ocampo?
Oh, how pretentious I can be. I've always wanted my name in lights.
But I know there's a really great story behind the name.
So we were landing on it. I knew I wanted to bring a European-style pharmacy / apothecary to Andersonville. Always knew that's how it was going to be branded, down to the design. At first, I was like, I went to Europe, and I went to all these pharmacies. It's like, this is amazing. This is what I want to bring. And I was like, I'm going to call it Apothecary something, you know? And then everyone's like, why don't you just name it after yourself, EO Apothecary? And I was like, I don't know. This doesn't sound like me. I'm not like that. I don't necessarily want to see my name in lights. And then my mother came into the picture because she's the one that influenced me in the skincare journey.
Yeah, all of the products she had
in
her.
And we share the same initials.
Oh.
Her name is Elvira.
Elvira Ocampo.
Yeah, and everyone's like, why not call it Elvira Apothecary? And I was like, it has a cooler ring with the EO, and not to mention I could kind of be connected to it, actually very connected to it.
Because, and say it's actually my mother's name.
But I can say,
yeah.
I'm not really that cocky. It's for my mom.
Yeah. How did she
She was really surprised.
Respond to it. Yeah.
She was like, why are you doing this? And I was like, because you influenced me to be ageless, you know? So she's actually at my house right now taking care of my dog.
Oh,
so,
but you, I'm sure you got some great kid points for, like, you know, son points for that.
Do oh, yeah. You know how your kid. Moms are. They always feel like they know more than you. And I go, well, no, they? Not on this topic.
No, this is, I think as you get older and you start realizing, wait, I actually know more than that about that than my parents do. I can't believe it, but I do. Well, I mean, and that's wonderful. You know, it kind of comes back to, you know, you said growing up in Andersonville and your fam being, you know, feeling your connection here and your family being based here. Mm-hmm. So it's just another thing that connects you to, connects your family to the neighborhood. I mean,
yeah.
Too.
And my, you know, all my cousins grew up in this neighborhood too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, all my friends.
So you're a full on Andersonville family.
Oh my
family.
Gosh. We ran down this street like nobody's business, stealing candy and cookies. Getting in trouble, having them call our parents.
Oh gosh. Well, hopefully you don't do that anymore.
Oh no.
Well, so it seems like your big like you said, Skincare for Gents is generally focusing on providing a place for men to come and get, have, you
it's
know,
a safe
get
space
their
for
resources,
men.
Safe
but
space
it's also,
for men.
So we offer different products too, because at Skincare for Gents, it's clinical skincare. Mm-hmm. So clinical skincare is higher efficacy than over the counter. And essentially Apothecary AO is clean beauty, but it's over the counter. Mm-hmm. So clinical skincare, you can't just buy at a store. You can buy it somewhat online, but
then someone like the, you know, since you have such a focus on, I imagine having the knowledge on clean skincare and clean products, you would know what, which clinical products you actually can trust and
right.
which ones, you know, are appropriate. And you can explain that to your clients, mm-hmm. you know, one, I love talking to especially small business owners just because, one of the things we hear a lot in Andersonville are people that go into these small businesses and say, I felt like I was having a personal, you know, private one-on-one consultation with the owner of the business in the store talking about this. And you generally do. That is what you get. You know, you're talking to a professional, but it feels real. You're not talking to some random person who just got hired 2 weeks ago and has never done this mm-hmm. before necessarily.
100%. Yeah. So it's really nice to walk down the street in Andersonville and talk to the business owners because there's a really strong connection in of their life in that store.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And in the neighborhood.
And you feel like you're like opening their diary or their journal, you know?
Well, I imagine you have a lot of stories you can tell when you're working with people too. That's one of those things. I mean, it's like we talked about for the podcast is what I love here is that people bring their stories. They bring their histories, the stories of who we are.
Maybe a little too much of my story sometimes.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen to some previous episodes. We've got some interesting stories on this show so far. So, you know, we've talked a lot about your connection to Andersonville from your family and your businesses and even just opening up the office here. Do you feel like making it back here was inevitable? Do you feel, you know, you said you lived in the loop and it just didn't feel right. It wasn't the same. Did it seem like Andersonville was just calling back to you?
You know, it's funny. Yes, it was calling back because, you know, you forget. You know, I grew up here and you take a lot of things for granted. I've mm-hmm. seen the neighborhood change so many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I lived in Lakeview for a really long time. I lived in Ravenswood, Lincoln Square. And then when I opened the office, I just felt like it was home, you know? And to not only home, but like to have this amazing little community that completely supports you, mm-hmm. you know, and shows up for you. And they did that. And I was like, that's why I really want to live here.
Yeah.
You know? And so I actually grew up on Catalpa and I now live on Catalpa.
It is full circle.
It's so strange. I walk to work. Sometimes.
Oh, that's so great, though.
Yeah.
I mean, admittedly, I live in Rogers Park, but I do walk down here sometimes. When it's really nice outside, it's a great walk just to walk into Andersonville and down
Clark
and
everything. It's a nice little
transition. Yeah.
When
yeah.
you hit like Peterson.
Yeah. 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 I always love hearing how Andersonville, the neighborhood itself, inspires our residents and our business owners. And even like you said, the neighborhood has changed a lot over the years. I mean, even just I've been in a part of the neighborhood for 10 years. And even just in the 10 years, it's changed so much. It's like every year, but it's always heartening. And every time I talk to someone, it's nice to hear that the community, even over the years, continues to show up and
the community is so amazing. You know, I hope this woman hears this podcast. So it was like, I think it was Easter this last Sunday mm-hmm. and I was unloading my car because I had like 20 boxes in there. It was like 11 o'clock at night and it was late. And I knew I needed to empty out my car because there would be more packages the next day. So this really dark SUV was driving by and I was kind of scared. I just, you know, it's really dark. Nobody's on the street. Yeah. And I'm like, I have like 20 boxes. And then the window rolls down. And it was this woman. She goes, "We can't wait for you to open."
Oh my God, that's amazing. That's so Andersonville.
It really is. Oh. And so many times have we been stopped. Not only me, but my contractors, the painters.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody stops us on the street and like, "I want to talk to you, but we have a lot to do."
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, they're like, "We can't wait, we
the
can't wait."
The less we talk to you, the sooner we can open. Mm-hmm. Do you have I know, you know, based on when we're recording this, do you have like a planned time frame? We're in the beginning of April right now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm curious what you're thinking as of right now.
It is crazy time right now for us because yesterday was skincare for Jen's six-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
So we have a big something going on there. And we are actually scheduled to open this weekend.
Ooh.
So I haven't really announced it because I don't even know if we're going to be ready.
Right.
You know, our final inspection is Thursday, which I think we're going to pass.
Yeah.
And even if we don't pass, I think it's still going to be okay because we're just doing everything they wanted us to do. And then we have to submit our final paperwork for other things and stuff. Well, so we could open this weekend.
Well, for the record, people are probably going to hear this next week. So Apothecary EO will either be open by the time you hear this or will be opening very, very soon.
Correct.
Maybe the weekend after.
I mean, I would love to have an extra week, but I don't think anybody else that I've employed wants to.
Okay, I'll tell people, keep an eye out for our ribbon cutting announcements and everything, because of course we want to do a ribbon cutting for you. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of opportunities for people to come in and check out the new product and, you know, get info on the full spa aspects of the business. Well, great. Then actually what I'd love to do, I like to dub it this little section of the podcast, Ask the Expert, because I always like to hear about misconceptions of the industry. And we've talked a lot already about like, you know, clean products. We've talked about, you know, I mean, even just from your experience from a health standpoint and clinical versus over the counter. So these days with, you know, especially with social media and you have hundreds of thousands of people giving tips online, people that are not necessarily professionals and kind of do their own thing. I remember real quick, you know, I used to work in optical and we would cringe every time we'd see a video of a makeup tutorial where they'd tell people put your makeup on first and then put your contact lenses in with you do your nails, do your makeup and then put your contact lenses in. Don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. Do the contacts first. But so I'm curious, you know, what misconceptions may have come out of the industry recently? Are trends changing? You know, what are some of the biggest mistakes people make regarding skincare?
Well, you know, it's always been a problem, you know, with social media and especially now TikTok, because of the TikTok shop, anybody can monetize to sell on there. And are these people really skincare professionals? I rarely think so. Unless they say right away that they are a working skincare professional, that they are an esthetician. Even a salesperson doesn't know the same things that an esthetician would know. We have ingredient knowledge and process and protocol and stuff that you have to test for to get a license. You know, it's not necessarily difficult to get a license to be an esthetician. It is difficult to be a knowledgeable esthetician. And these people, I wouldn't trust them at all. And it is a huge trend and people are making a lot of money on the TikTok shop and Instagram. But unless they say they're an esthetician or a doctor or even like maybe a skincare salesperson, I wouldn't trust them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are falling for it.
So what are some of the things maybe that you've seen people, I would imagine you probably have clients that have taken those, some of those tips that they get on, air quotes, tips they get on these TikTok and Instagram, and then it doesn't work or something goes wrong and they come into you and say, "Help, save me." You know, what are some of the most common mistakes that people tend to make with their skincare?
The most common thing that people make with their skincare is that they believe that their skin is going to be just like that person's skin that is making that video. Everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has unique qualities and needs and skincare types. And unless you can really identify that on yourself, you don't really know what product to purchase for yourself.
Right.
You know?
And if you're not a licensed esthetician or a doctor.
Our advice is free. You know, all you have to do is come in and say, hey, you know, I want to use this. Should I use this? You know, well, we don't sell that, but, you know, mm-hmm. I can tell you what I think will work for you.
Yeah. You know, you can still point someone in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't want to give someone advice that doesn't do them well.
And it's an easy fall, you know, because it looks tempting.
Are there any new trends in the skincare industry that have become the interesting or that things that are moving in a particular direction that may be inspired by social media or just in general? I know, like, I think in COVID is when I started saw a lot more people starting to do masks at home. Mm-hmm. It got very, very popular. We were baking bread and we were putting on face masks. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious how things have been changing.
You know, I mean, the skincare industry changes constantly. One of the trends right now is clean beauty. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
And so we're jumping on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something I think will be a fad. The other trends that are happening in skincare are people want to know exactly what they should do with their skin. You know, they do this deep dive into skincare because they're following all these influencers and they just really don't know what they should do. So they do a little more research on it. And then there's a lot of information out there. You know, and it's confusing.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not personalized. Mm-hmm.
And so that's a trend that I don't care for, mm-hmm. you know, like contact a professional. Devices are really big right now too. It's made a huge, huge change in the skincare industry. We don't sell devices.
Give me an example.
Like the LED masks.
Yeah.
You know, or the LED wands.
Those are so funny. Like, I see the ads on Instagram. These people wearing these terrifying masks glowing blue.
And they talk like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do like an LED mask, but you know, there's so many of them out there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Unless they know exactly what the output is, you know, and they're not going to advertise that. And even if they advertise it out front, will a regular consumer know?
Right.
You know,
right.
I think Korean skincare is making a huge hit right now. Mm. You know, mm-hmm. their standards in Korea are different than here. They're FDA approved, but they use things that we don't use, you know, that the US has really been slow at, you know. And there's something said there, mm-hmm. you know. I use some sunscreens from Korea. You know, we do have one line that is a clinical skincare line from Korea. And it's clean. It's one of the only ones. Although Korean skincare, everybody's raving about it. It's really inexpensive. It is not clean necessarily. Mm. And it's really hard to find them. To be clean, you have to be irritant free. And there's a lot of irritants in skincare.
I think, and I know certainly something I believed for a long time is, you know, treating, like doing some type of product on your face and this idea of if it burns, it's working, you know, and that doesn't seem like it's necessarily the best mantra to go by.
It is so not. there are treatments that will give you some high sensitivities, but like for my philosophy as an esthetician and a skincare professional, my philosophy is to treat inflammation. I treat every problem, skincare problem, by reducing the inflammation because inflammation, that's actually the source of all aging, all disease, you know, and if we could reduce any of that, it's better. And even acne is a huge opportunity to reduce inflammation. It's difficult to treat, but it is inflamed skin.
So a good note, if it burns, it does not necessarily mean that it's working.
I've definitely done some of those burning things too.
Yeah, have you?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying. Well, you know, Eddie, thank you for so much for chatting with me today. I always love talking to someone who is both a resident and a business owner, and you're growing, you're expanding. I'm very excited to walk into Apothecary EO and find some things that I've never seen or I'm unfamiliar with.
We're so excited to share the store with the neighborhood and Chicago.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of like a dream to have this store because it's not only a skincare store, but it's a full service spa.
Yeah.
And an on-site florist, you know, and every component in the store has to follow the standards, the clean standards of the store. Like we have our partner, florist is Flower Child, and they also live here in Andersonville.
Oh, great.
They're an event company, floral event company, and I approached them to see if they wanted to join us, and they were fully on board. I think they're going to do really well. So, and they had to follow the standards too. I'm like, you can't bring any fertilizer in here that is not eco-friendly. You can't give any packets of that flower stuff that you always see at a florist because it's not good for the environment. You know, and so they were happy too, you know.
If anything, it sounds like the store is going to smell absolutely wonderful.
It smells amazing right now. It really does.
It's like half the reason I would walk into a store is, oh my God, what is that smell? It smells amazing.
It might even look a little more like a floral shop than a skincare store.
Hey, that would make me feel cozy and comfortable. So, well, before we go, where can people find you in terms of socials and obviously the addresses of these businesses?
Well, the two businesses have separate Instagram accounts, and one, Skincare for Gents, call name, Apothecary EO, call name for both Instagram. And we're on Facebook too. We're on Facebook too. If they wanted to find me, I actually have a website too, ediocampo.com.
Great.
And there's information for all of the businesses on my website.
Awesome. And then you had mentioned, do you have any upcoming events? You have a store opening, but you mentioned you might be doing something for Skincare for Gents for your 6 year.
Well, right now we're just doing a promotion.
Okay.
You know, but we are having a party. And it will happen right before we open, so I can't really say.
Okay, yeah. So it's either this week or probably maybe in the next couple of weeks.
I mean,
so keep an eye out, people.
Yes.
Otherwise, look for pictures of the amazing party that happened. And if this comes out after, well, Eddie, thank you again. This has been wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.